1993. Greetings, Commander.
Just hold a minute.
All right.
Clear the space. Present. In radiance. After a week such as we've had, it takes us, Dorma and I, a little bit of time to get retuned. She's sick of Gondriana. She's sick of spell. She's sick of bread. She's sick of questions. She's sick of... The only thing she isn't and has tried to conjure is sick. You ones are going to find, once we can get full bore into this, that you will have no excuse ever again, really, to be sick. That's going to be a disappointment to a lot of people. And I'm sure if you fudge around and don't follow your instructions, if anyone ever gets them right to start with, then we'll be fine. I need a little bit of report. Buddy, how are you?
Much better. 100% better.
Thank you. Don't want to talk very much about it. I can sum up the new program in just about two words, and that's stop it. The protocol that got scattered about is about a month and a half premature. You ones are efforting, I know, to do what you believe to be the correct thing. Is not the correct thing. For one thing, you are starting on something half piecemeal. You should have already been eating spelt bread if you had it, simply because it is good for you. But this has just about run me out of scribe, run me out of household, home, friends, and we have spelt fields to be harvested. Rod is not the village baker. Now, several things come to mind. When we get ready to launch this program, and undoubtedly you ones get to be the guinea pigs because you sit here, I would guess that by the time we have told ones about what we are going to do, there will be so many takers that you're going to have packages at least for the number of subscribers that you have. And probably twice that for those, many of them will be married and or have a significant other that they will want to do this together. The important part is to get it to ones who are having some kind of malfunction already. So you're going to have to be prepared with a double whammy for those. That is a lot of work when I'm still working on the Kiandriana. Nobody except Buddy and Ed are even supposed to be on the program. You do not have what you will have on the program. They are the only ones. It doesn't matter to me if you want to take 6 ounces of $80 Giandriana and do it over and over and over again. But what you're doing is with that we have been working on, you are having about 5 times the frequency necessary. to even wipe out any viral, any virus, any bacteria. Everybody misses a point because we want to ascend and disperse and we want to do all these things. We get carried away and have absolutely no facts upon which to base it. Now, even Dr. W.H., who is putting this together, doesn't get it. You think it's frequency. Frequency will get you eventually to where you can handle the light, but by the time we get the other things taken care of, you're already going to be there. So the main thing is to cool it, let us finish. And there isn't any reason that any of you can't buy a little bit of spelt flour from mountain people and make up some biscuits. You don't have to have yeast, all this wonderful bread. Why don't some of you make some cookies and let's all try them? The point is spelt. Spelta is not wheat. It is a grain all of its own. And we are working toward the day that we have fields of it out here. All of Cummings Valley that is available will be spelt fields so that you can have grist mill and you can be a major resource for spelta. It's already catching on. It is a non-hybrid. It is the seed, the grain brought to your planet for your food, sustenance. Let's just call it manna. Bread is often called manna. And it came from heaven, so let's just call it what it is. And there will still be some in the excavations where your archaeologists will be over in Macedonia and places like that, where they will unearth what appears basically to be wheat, only to find that it is spelta. It will have a hard coating on it. Very good fiber, very, very good protective covering against radiation or any of the things that would ordinarily harm the body. It makes it also a little bit more insect repellent. In your modern day insect world, I don't know if that's going to count, but it's there. The hull around it is very radioactive resistant. But of course, you're not going to want to eat that hull unless you can add it as powdered bran or something. And there's no reason that you can't put a little wheat bran to get that fiber. Let me tell you why I did what I did with the two that are on what I want to consider a controlled so I can observe. I, Hatton, you're going to have to remember something about my scribe and me. She is not me. And therefore, to make 50 loaves of bread this week and 25, 30 gallons of this stuff has required that she not write. Everything is topsy-turvy in her world, and she doesn't give a damn. She's willing to do this because I asked her to do it. It was more pertinent to do this now so we can make our preparations. Than it is to write, because there is so much material to go into the paper, and yet I have some things I want to catch you up on this day. So we'll move into that. One, I hit it very, very hard with the spelt the first 2 or 3 days. And Buddy will understand this better than anybody in this room. He just had intestinal surgery. You have to have that fiber. And it produces the best fiber that I know of any of the grains. And it will also absorb moisture. So that basically, if you really needed to, if you were having hemorrhoid surgery or something like that, you might still want to add whatever the doctor tells you. I think it's usually some fiber laxative, Metamucil or something of the sort. That's fine. Or in your bread product, you could put some added bran. That means you must up your amount of liquid intake. Just to pile it in there is going to make you most uncomfortable. Now, you don't need to come ask me, well, will a teaspoon of this hurt me? What if I go over, slosh it a little too much? You are not on a medical program. Drink the whole thing if you want to. I don't suggest it, but I think you will see why on your own. Does it hurt if you take it at 12, all of it by 12? Absolutely not. In fact, if you take it much later, you're going to get two whammies if you're sick. Instead of any kind of injectable, you don't need that. But there is aloe in it. There is hydrogen peroxide in it. Both of which sometimes make you queasy if you take too much at once. If you don't like taking 2 ounces just down and holding it under your tongue, I believe you're finding that it's quite tasty. It is no longer disagreeable. And that has a tendency to make you want to take more. But don't do it. Just use control and go with it, and you won't get sick, you won't have crisis. But about an hour from the time you take it, you might very well even begin to have hot flashes, flushing. This is because it takes an hour, and that goes to work. You will get a burst. It will attack first any invader into the body. And any time you have a healing process taking place, you're not going to feel good. And then I would guess about 12 hours later, maybe a little less, it is really going to hit you again. You are going to be hyper. Because it takes that long to begin to really absorb and replace these little cells. And they're beginning to slough off these others. And you are working with a frequency now, precious ones, up into the millions. The last batch, if you will, that we pulled off is registering somewhere between 2 and 3 million on the scale. And let me remind you, you start, if you're ill, at about 400. Now, I'm talking about a given scale. So don't say, oh, well, so-and-so read it, because these are not the kinds of scales that everybody's going to read the same. Very difficult to measure cellular energy. It's as hard as it is to measure a calorie in a molecule. You're starting off at 400 to 800. You're doing pretty well if you're about 800, if you would read that on the scale. So my preference would always be that somebody would get on to the stuff and do it as you've been doing it to get to this point. Although, when we're ready to release this, we're not going to do it that way. We're just going to hit it very, very hard right off the bat with a package. Most people are just going to thrive. I've thought about offering it as a weight loss program simply because by the time you eat that much bread and drink that much juice, if you can still eat, I want to meet you. I will always ask you to add your cranberry juice and your apple juice. Now, why would I choose those two things? Because the liver does its detoxifying, produces its bile, puts it into a little sac, a little bladder, and it has a tendency to form stones under normal circumstances. Apple juice in major amounts is one of the treatments for gallstones, and it cleans the liver. Cranberry juice, undiluted cranberry juice for the program. I don't care what you do after the program, as long as you want to get it already mixed, fine. But it's just, why not just get the straight and mix it yourself? It's not that much of it. But you can have as much of it as you can possibly drink. If a gallon of each a day makes you feel good, then drink it. Not going to hurt you. But then neither will good water, especially if you put hydrogen peroxide in it. Cranberry juice is known in holistic healing. The cranberry does something in the bladder, the urine bladder. Exceptionally good for cleaning out the ureters and the urethra. Where you would have urethritis, just simple bladder infections. And these are also the places where after, you know, when you start throwing off toxins, this is your waste system. This is your sorting system. So we must give it opportunity to clean out whatever mush is left. Now, a tumor will be hard, firm. But the tumor cells cannot survive with Giandriana. They are broken up. They are mutated. And everything is being replaced. Well, a mutant cell is going to be attacked. It isn't going to move in there and replace it like it is a good piece of your skin or your heart muscle or something like that, where you would just be replacing it, or it would just be moving in and merging. You have a situation where it is under full attack from inside those cells. Now, let us just picture if you had a lump of cells housing bacteria or virus. Let us say a Kaposi sarcoma, where you're going to end up literally with those viruses having created themselves little spirochetes. You are dealing with mutant virus even that go and absolutely mutate to every host, as individual as you are. So Giandriana in its own right is as unique as you are. So you intake it, it takes up your DNA, and it goes and it does its thing. And when it breaks up those pieces of virus, and it breaks up that cell, what you are looking for in the first few days is just to break them up, have them under attack, and then we'll start worrying about flushing it out a little bit later. But it's going to be sloughing off particles. The Giandriana itself will feed on these broken down cells and bits and pieces of the virus. That will fuel it. So you can see why a body under the healing attack will make you feel a little queasy. So for goodness sakes, don't make yourself more miserable than you would ordinarily be. And yet all you're getting, literally, is just living forms. I mean, if you ate that much spinach, I don't think you'd feel good. So let's forever keep our heads about us. This is not a treatment regime. This is not a medical regime. If it heals you, if it cures you, then you will have done it. All we're going to do is supply you with the knowledge and the stuff, if you will, to do it yourself. If you don't have some of the particular substances to replace a whole cell, a healthy cell, then what good have you done? So that's not the point. That has been the point up to now, to get you here into a healthier state than you were. And it has done miracles. I'm telling you, we don't even talk about them. Because we want no problems out there, anywhere. But the quote, miracles have happened. Now here is what I feel that Wendell needs to understand. I'm no longer interested in the frequency. I must consider it, and he likes to. For instance, he found when I said, all right, let us up this a little bit. Let's add some yeast to it. We've got to get some B vitamins. Well, I guess he did that to one little batch, and it just absolutely took off the scale. And then I said, all right, let's now add some chlorella to that. Grandma, on up. Hardly any way now to measure it. You've got to back down your scales. Basically, you know, just... you're dealing in millions now instead of thousands. So we're up in there. But he said, this came back, you know, well, I don't have to even put the yeast in there. Look, I did a batch and I just hit it with the ray. And it's from the silver ray. So, I mean, it boosts its energy. Aha! But it does not put into that solution what the solution must have. In many instances, a drop will do it. But what he must understand and what every one of you must understand is there is an incubation period for this. By the time you get it, that bottle is completely incubated and saturated. But now it must go within you and saturate you. At the same time, it is sloughing off old. So you can't just quit or it will, you know, you will begin to go down again. This is why the other products have not been suitable. And here is where you're going to be in on the first. On your planet. We can introduce into the incubation medium, which is an electrolyte, aloe vera, etc. solution. We can introduce the DNA or the cellular structure of every needed item for every cell in your body. Why would we bother with an electrolyte? Well, number one, you must have it. If your electrolytes get out of balance, what happens? You swell up or you diurese. That means that fluids are either being sucked out of the cells you've got or they're being overloaded. That is because they're unbalanced. This is why if you are dehydrated and you go to the hospital, they're going to start a Ringer's lactate solution, a saline solution. They're going to rehydrate you. So you've got to have within each cell what each cell needs, your own and that one. So that when you put this into your body, you have the perfect cell bearing every substance in its own blueprinted pattern for vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin 17, all your B's, and you can't pick them up just from your vitamin store. So you're going to have to get the major ones from the whole product yeast, and then from your chlorellas and your spirulinas. And we've got a perfect. I don't need anybody to tell me what I need to do to it. And some of the things that I use, you nutritionists just about fall over and have spasms. You wouldn't need to do this crap to your body if you hadn't already done something stupid to it. If you hadn't already ruined one system, you wouldn't have trouble with cholesterol buildup. Your body cannot maintain itself without cholesterol. What you don't want is it making big lumps and plugging your arteries. So you overkill that one. Man, they have so many ways to kill you where you just line up to do it. And the minute that you are offered something that will heal you and allow you to come back into balance, oh, I can't have that, that's salt. Well, my goodness. Hasn't anybody noticed heat stroke, a lot of things? If something wasn't already wrong and you got too much salt, you'd simply vomit it up. Try it. Take a good, heavy dose of salt and see what happens. So stop this. You've got to have these things, or your body cannot repair itself. Now, we are using some things so that Dorma does not have to guess. You see, very often you open the bottle of Deandriana and you say, shoot, I can't drink. Well, for goodness sakes, leave the top off of it. Air will do it. What has happened is it's packaged before all of its transition took place. And it releases these gases from that process. A lot of it is an aloe vera base turning itself into vitamin C, hydrogen peroxide, etc. And when the oxygen is gone, it will lay dormant, but until the oxygen is basically used out of there, it is going to sit there and continue its function. Well, Dorma doesn't have any counters. She just got those counters in the kitchen. She doesn't have any laboratory flasks. And she doesn't understand what I'm saying to her. You have to have this kind of glass. You've got to have that kind of glass. It didn't occur to her, you know, after putting it all into nice, beautiful crystal that worked better than the, you know, fruit jar, sit there and not do its thing for days. When in the right kind of glass, in 1 hour, it will have made major, major, major changes. So how can I let her know what glass is the most efficient? and the most efficient is hand-blown. Now, you don't have to go pay $1 million for a hand-blown vase or flask to put it in. In other words, if you have yours already tweaked up, you don't need to do anything else to it. Nothing. On the other hand, if you cannot bear it, I cannot leave my hand off of it, God. Go to McFrugal's, Pick and Save, and get some of those eggshell feeling clear glass that, you know, you hold like this, because you know the minute it clinks on anything, it's going to shatter. These are hand-blown pieces, and I would suggest you can get them in like half-gallon size, this big. It doesn't give you the gold frequency. I just wouldn't bother to fiddle with it if I were you. You're not going to do anything unless this is some calling that you've got. I want to clutter my windowsills with something, Father. Please tell me what. I had to tell you to put a little crystal life in it because you needed to boost it. And it needed fuel. And obviously, Mr. Merkel has done well at going around, and I don't know what all he said. Pretty bad things. I offered to build him a $30 million plant, and he doesn't bother to answer the letter. He would rather listen to George Green. So I bow to him. I offered nothing that would supplant his product until this is the kind of treatment. He does not have living organism in his crystal life. It will come to life in the presence of the disease. And I would never have offered it to you once or suggested you get it if it were not a superb product. But you will now have absolutely everything you need in Giandriana itself for that purpose. We are not changing the mitochondria at all. That is your aquagia. The Chondriana, or the Giandriana in living form, as it, you will be getting it, will clean out those arteries. But to clean out those arteries in a couple of days, it requires the mitochondria. It uses cholesterol, etc., plaques for its fuel. The mitochondria is a portion, a part of the Giandriana. They're both little Drianas, but the mitochondria over here is looking for its mate. So it is a different strain, and it eats stuff. It is the mitochondria in your body. You should recognize that term. It is not something from outer space. It is what converts sugars, etc., into fuel for your body. And it likes cholesterol plaques, just absolutely thrives on cholesterol. Only it doesn't bother the cholesterol in solution. It likes it after it's hardened up there on the walls. It uses that for fuel. If you mix those two, then when it runs out of fuel in its own little solution, its own little bath, it will start eating your Giandriana. So you never store it there together. On the other hand, if you want to take it all at the same time, I don't mean to hold it under your tongue. I would do that separately too, or it doesn't really matter. You're not going to lose that many. But once inside your body, it has its own preferential food supply. It's not going to bother the Gondriana doing its work. It is going to head straight for those plaques and things. I mean, that's what it's programmed to do, and that's what its fuel, its favorite fuel supply is. And we get reports back where within a week people go back to their doctor. They can't find anything plugging. Well, obviously doctors who do a five-way bypass don't like this. And if you have already suffered for so long that you have partly dead heart tissue, even that necrosed tissue has to be taken care of. Whether or not it would ever restructure is doubtful, simply because you ones don't know how to instruct it to restructure. You do know how to instruct it to go down and clean that up. So it's up to you. You can take the entire thing, and if you say it won't work, it won't work, it won't work, I mean, you're going to really have to work at it. Understand me. Because it's programmed to do its job. But some people enjoy their sickness to the extent, I'm telling you, or they have gotten past the point of no return. And then they fudge. And if the damage has already been too massive, then obviously it's not going to be healing. And boy, when you put this with a hydrogen peroxide heavy oxidation program and a little extra oxytati, total tati from the aloe vera family, I don't want to put that much into what all will get, because it'll make them sick. They won't feel good, and then they won't take it. It won't hurt them. You ones who are on the hydrogen peroxide, you get above a few drops at a time. It'll make you very queasy. Really bothers EJ. You know why? Anyone in here? I know you're all dying to know why. A lot of stomach trouble is not necessarily acid. Ulcers, not necessarily ulcers. And what do? You take neutralizers. But what that does is allow, there is an organism that can literally live, and this says, oh, nothing could live in stomach acid. You even say, take apple juice with the Gondriana for a more perfect solution to get it through the stomach. Yes, indeed. But have you ever heard of taking a little more or buffering it with something? But what happens, and this is absolutely the fact with EJ, it becomes a pattern. Acid indigestion, oh, heartburn, antacid, heartburn, more antacid, more heartburn as you really just keep hitting it and hitting it. And then the back will be out, pinching nerves that are making you think you have heartburn. So more antacids. That's not the problem. The pinched nerve, yes. That's why you need a good chiropractor. The pinched nerve, yes. Get it unpinched, and you'll get immediate relief. On the other hand, you've got to get your bodies more balanced and feeling better, or it will not stay in. It will give, and it will give, and it will give. And if your stomach is hurting you, it is going to give, and you're going to give into it. And pretty soon you're lopsided again, and you're pinched again. It's just an unending spiraling cycle. You've got to break it. And the reason it makes him sick is because he has organisms living in his stomach. All of you do. And then when you take anything that begins to kill those organisms, you get very queasy. You have a living organism meeting its little enemy. And that's why. So if you're going to go on a heavy program, I suggest you build up with hydrogen peroxide. And I don't think you ever, ever need 25 drops three or four times a day. That's overdoing it. If you can stand it and you want to pay that much attention, then you go ahead and do it. But it's because everything else is out of balance, or you would not need that much. So you're going to have to always use your head, just as you would if you were eating spinach and potatoes. Now, why do I use what I use? It would seem very, very strange. And it wouldn't seem strange to anyone, except it's so strange to Dorma that she has a tendency to talk about it, and everybody's asking, what should I put in mine and do this, until she's a raving maniac. I have to give her something with color, and I would like to absolutely insist that whoever deal with this use the same thing. With her, I have her use raspberry jello. Doesn't even have to be sweet. But there must be the medium of gelatin and pectin. Very small amount. One package for an entire gallon solution. But guess what? It makes everything red. So then she can disperse stuff, and when that is absolutely gone in the sun, because of some other things we're putting into it, we'll have a hint of green, whitish green, or begin literally to clarify. The more recent things that I have added, it will not clarify like it did in the very beginning. That sits for its given period of time in the direct sun.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse me. Do you have a question?
Yes, sir. I want to find out what kind of coffee is.
What's that?
What kind of coffee?
I need to find the meeting.
I'm just having a meeting. It's coffee. Yes,
coffee. Father Cleary has him by the arm, and he's attending the matter.
Don't have great groups or church. And for you visitors, please understand that the only reason there is even a platform, which makes us all most uncomfortable, is that for those who have some impaired hearing, it gets very hard for Dorma to shout. And as long as they can see clearly, then they have no trouble with hearing. The glasses are to protect her eyes. She has her eyes closed. The light hits them, and they're not rolled back into her head. They are looking right out at you through her eyelids, and she will get very, very bad headaches. So, it's not a Hollywood effect. She is just simply my translator. I come in on a frequency that matches the frequency of one of your high-band satellite transmitter systems. And quite a few can now translate on that frequency, but it is not unusual. And certainly your government doesn't have any trouble monitoring it at all. And we welcome those monitors. if I really need to make a private conversation, I just knock out all of the monitors and then we get on with our privacy. I say privacy because we don't have secrets. And as long as everything in our lives and our experience and our expression is so that it can be laid out on that table, and that gentleman could well have joined us, except he would not have known what hit him. You know, he would need to be caught up on what in the world is Gandriana. And yet it would be lovely if we could have regular meetings where we speak of totally spiritual things. I rather enjoyed last weekend with all of the meetings and some ability to speak on the spiritual transition.
Here we have a pause.